Of course, Wisconsin's political debate takes place in the context of a tough economy. And it's in that same context that the United States has finally been moving forward with free trade agreements. Given deep skepticism about jobs that might be lost as well as gained, it took years for Congress to consider ratifying a deal with South Korea. And it turns out the politics are also challenging on the South Korean side. Today, South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak visited lawmakers in parliament to try to persuade them to ratify the deal. NPR's Louisa Lim recently met him for an interview in Seoul.
Opposition to the free trade agreement with the U.S. is hardening, both on the streets of Seoul and inside parliament. This weekend, thousands protested that the deal favors the U.S. and is unpatriotic. Talking to NPR last week, President Lee Myung-bak called the disagreements in the National Assembly part of a long-running political dispute and not about the FTA per se. He claims the majority of South Koreans support the deal.
When you talk about a very small minority or handful of those with anti-American sentiments, they are the most vocal. They tend to get very active. They are the ones, the first ones to come out on the streets and to voice their discontent whenever something happens. And they are very good at utilizing those opportunities.
Lee is nicknamed the Bulldozer. He's South Korea's first conservative president in a decade. But as he nears the last year of his five-year term, he faces declining popularity amid concerns about deteriorating ties with North Korea and a widening wealth gap.
Houses were burning on a South Korean island under fire from North Korean artillery.
Last year, in a pattern of escalating provocations, North Korea attacked the South Korean island of Yeonpyeong. This after North Korean fury at Lee's decision to roll back the earlier sunshine policy of engagement. Recently, Lee has replaced his unification minister and restarted medical aid to North Korea. But he denies he's changed track.
There is no change. And I must also add that my North Korea policy, in fact, did yield substantial results. But these results you cannot see with your own eyes right now, but there are fundamental changes as a result of our North Korean policy.
Others argue the policy has resulted in a loss of South Korean leverage over the North. Here's North Korea expert John Deluri from Yonsei University.
The logic of the policy is passivity. By disengaging, you will change North Korean behavior. That's the logic. So far, by disengaging, it has changed North Korean behavior. It's made it a bit more aggressive.
Lee was dealt another blow last month. A vocal critic, civic activist Park Won-soon, won the election for Seoul mayor. The new mayor is basically seen as the anti-Lee Myung-bak candidate. He supports reconciliation with North Korea, he opposes the free trade agreement, and he's very popular among young people. Speaking to NPR at a lunch event, the new Seoul mayor, Park Won-soon, didn't pull his punches.
Actually, since the inauguration of Mr. Lee Myung-bak, I was very much disappointed with his politics and policies, not only in economics, but also in many social and political issues. He made many mistakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the Republic of Korea.
However, one bright spot during Lee's term has been ever closer ties with the U.S. During Lee's state visit to the U.S. last month, he spent so much time with President Obama that the New York Times wrote of a presidential man crush. Lee sees their similarities.
One thing that I've always noticed about President Obama is the fact that he displays a lot of Asian characteristics, both in his temperament and his way of thinking. Outwardly, he may appear very calm and collected, but inside we know that he's a man of resolve. And so I think that helped us develop this sense of camaraderie. We're able to talk on a more personal level about many issues. And so I think that's perhaps one of the reasons why many people have pointed out and even used the word bromance and best friend and so forth.
I have great confidence in his leadership.
But Mr. Obama's confidence could be undermined if South Korea doesn't approve the free trade agreement soon. It's already been ratified by the U.S. Congress. So a protracted political stalemate in South Korea could embarrass Lee and might even sour the bromance. Louisa Lim, NPR News.